The G.I. Journal goes to press. The G.I. Journal again, your radio newspaper, the AEF, the paper that prints the jokes and poems sent in by you men overseas. Ben, you've seen a majestic wave rolling in from the ocean, haven't you? Well, here's a man who has a whole lot in common with that mighty breaker because of his drippy personality. Your editor-in-chief of this edition, Jack Carson.
Hiya, man! Thanks very much. Well, man, I'm sure tickled sillier than usual to be editing another version of the old journal again. This is your five-star final, and standing by are your five-star reporter. There's lovely Lorraine Day reading your letters to the editor, Ransom Sherman in charge of the poems, Mel Blanc, the one-man crowd, the sad sack, Arthur Q. Bryan, Harry Mitchell, and our star outside reporter, Rochester. Now it's about time for a little... Hello?
Hello, boss, it's Rochester.
Well, where are you, Rochester?
I'm with the infantry in India, and they're giving me some of that basic training. And I'm against it.
Why?
Oh, they got me crawling around the ground, bullets are whizzing over my head, landmines are blowing up my face, and I'm going to protest to Congress.
On what grounds?
This is infiltration without representation.
Turning quickly to the music section, we find Kay Kaiser's orchestra ready and waiting with a solid standby. The old professor himself isn't here to give the downbeats, but he shipped us a couple of trombone players and things, so let's see what comes out.
Gee, it's all so fine and dandy. And they're for our fuses from the muses.
Well, read them, Ransom Sherman.
Thank you, Jack Carson.
Okay, Ransom Sherman.
Okay, Jack Carson.
Okay.
Jack. Our first poem is from Seaman Second Class Steve Brown. They walked in the lane together. The sky was covered with stars. They reached the gate in silence. He lifted down the bars. She neither smiled nor thanked him, because she knew not how. He was just a farmer boy, and she a big fat cow.
Thank you, Ransom Sherman.
Forget it, Jack Carson.
Those men are really mailing those limericks in lately.
They certainly do. Jack Carson. Next poem from Private Nanny Hayes.
All right, read it, Ransom Sherman.
I will. Jack. Carson. Shot an arrow into the air. It fell to earth, I know not where. Statement of charges.
Thank you, Ransom Sherman.
Oh, forget it, Jack. Carson, Carson. It was sent in by Sergeant Roddy Law. This one. I like the golden sunset. I like the summer breeze. I like to win a little bet. I like to see girls' knees. I like the forest in the fall. I like a dog's bow wow. But best of all, I like the cow that's the call.
Ruined the whole poem right there.
But best of all, I like the call that calls us hounds to chow. Do you do any better?
For Ransom Sherman.
Very well, or as we say, very well, Jack Carson. It's from Whack Doris Kennedy. The boy who wants to make the news aspires to fill Clark Gable's shoes. His sister aims for something better and hopes to fill
Lana Turner's sweater. Thank you, Ransom Sherman. Don't forget, man, we're still in the market for limericks and poems here. So just send them in to G.I. Journal, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA, and we'll print them up for you. And now, we flip through a few more reams of paper and come to the sports page. And for the first time, the G.I. Journal takes you to the races at Hialeah. The stands are filled with madly screaming spectators. The noise of the crowd is overwhelming. The fifth race is just about to begin. The horses are now walking onto the track. High above the track, way up in the stands, two wild-eyed spectators are discussing the race with frenzied enthusiasm.
Hello. Hello. What's that over there? Your horse? No, my wife. Is that your horse going to the post? Mm-mm. No post. My wife. Is that the main grandstand behind her? No. That's still my wife. Say, there's a pretty filly. Yeah. That's a pretty sweater, too. Do any betting today?
Put $2 on a horse's nose.
What happened?
Horse bit me. Well, want to ride home with me after the race?
No, thanks.
Then how do you expect to get home?
In a barrel.
I'm hungry.
Me too. Think I'll get a hot dog. You like your dogs with mustard?
No. With long, floppy ears. Better for children. You like pets?
No, but my uncle does. He kept a crow.
What happened?
They got a divorce. Time to place another bet. Do you like long shots?
Yeah, about two fingers.
Why not three fingers?
Horse bit me.
Rochester, I thought you were supposed to be in India getting a story on the infantry.
That's just what I'm doing, and I'm helping them out on the side. hippo.
That's what happens after being with Jack Benny. Rochester, I want you to get going and bring in a story.
I can't, boss. The Jeep. I'm driving just so.
Well, release the clutch.
Okay. Honey, you'll have to leave.
Rochester, is your car still stalled?
Yep.
Well, take out the carburetor and look at it.
Looks okay.
Take out the spark plugs and look at them.
They look okay.
Well, now take a look at the generator.
Wait a minute. Looks all right to me.
Well, if everything's all right, start the car.
How can I? It's scared all over the joint.
Oh. Where are you now, Rochester?
I'm with the infantry. We're walking, and we're looking for someone.
Well, who are you looking for?
The guy who said the army can travel on his stomach.
Well, it's time to ink up the music rollers once again. And this time, Sully Mason tells us about the girl he left behind. And this is particularly for Private Russell Cater at APO 936.
Since I crossed the hill and left that happy little valley, such weary thoughts that my heart do fill. Since parting with my little Sally, oh, I seek no more the fine and gay, for they but all remind me how swiftly I did pass away with the girl I left right behind me. When the stars were bright above me, as they gently lent their silvery light, ah, when she says that she loved me. Oh, but now I'm bound to wander far, but fate will someday find me. Yes, and send me back again to the pretty little girl, the pretty little girl I left behind me. Yes, the pretty little girl, oh, the pretty little girl I left behind me.
And now we come to our letters to the editor department. Here to give them the reading they deserve is lovely, glamorous, shapely Lorraine Day.
Thanks, Jack. I appreciate what you say.
That's all right. I appreciate what I see. You know, Lorraine, I've followed your picture career very closely. Believe me, sister, you were great in Mr. Lucky. Have you seen my latest picture?
Yes, and believe me, mister, you're lucky.
Oh, I don't know. I'm pretty popular in movies. What do you think that applause is for at the end of my picture?
The end of your picture.
Well, let's not stand here praising me. I'd like to talk about you. Lorraine, you're different from the average young star.
You're different from the average young star, too, Jack.
I am?
Yes, you're older.
What do you mean I'm older? I'll have you know I run around with a very young crowd. You should have seen the kid I was out with last night. She was so young.
Did you have a good time?
Well, not so good. By 9 o'clock, the strings of our yo-yos were all tangled up.
Tell me, Jack. What did you do before you got into pictures?
Don't tell me you haven't heard of Lorraine. I spent some of my best years in vaudeville.
I wondered what happened to them.
Miss Day, I'll have you know that I played every theater in the country just before Vaudeville died.
Really?
Yes. In fact, I still make personal appearances in some of those same theaters.
Sort of like the murderer returning to the scene of his crime.
Yeah. No. Not at all. By that time, I was on the legitimate stage. I still remember the first part I ever had in a play. All week, I studied my part. Mr. Hogan, will you pass the tomatoes? Mr. Hogan, will you pass the tomatoes? Mr. Hogan, will you pass the tomatoes? Then I went on the stage with my big chance.
What happened?
The audience beat Mr. Hogan to it.
Well, Jack, how about getting to our letters to the editor?
That's a good idea, gal. Who's the first one from?
From Corporal Jimmy Metcalf, in poetic style, too. Oh, pity, pity, Private Jones and Dowd. They never could learn in combat to the crowd.
There's a good lesson there. Something there.
Yes, men. Don't bunch up. It's too good a target. Now, our next letter is from Captain Paul Word somewhere overseas. Quote, I think there should be a word for outfits like mine that wear the Army Service Forces patch. Our problem is to see that the chow, materiel, ammunition, medical supplies, pay and what have you is put in the hands of the combat unit. It's teamwork. We bring it up, they use it. However, let's recognize that you don't just throw some stuff on a truck or on a train and pull away. There are special ways to load different supplies to enable us to get more in the load, to get it up to the front faster. It's our job to see that not one of our combat troops has to fight with too little. The motto of the Army Service Forces is, everything needed ahead of time. We try to live up to it. End of quote.
Well, that's a swell letter, Captain. Look, men, if you want your outfit represented, just send your thoughts on them to GI Journal, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA, and we'll read your letter. Come in.
Yes, sir.
Wait a minute. What's this?
Boy, I'm hot.
You are?
Yes, I sure am hot, boy. I'm really cooking.
Who are you anyway, hotshot?
Oh, just a little old flamethrower.
Yeah. Headlining our weekly pinup page is gorgeous Georgia Carroll. For the boys at APO 708, Georgia sings, I'll Be Seeing.
I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut tree, the wishing well. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you.
But isn't this a good time to answer the Wolf Warren Wetters?
Yes, this is a terrific time to answer the Wolf Warren Wetters. What's the first one say?
Well, it's from a soldier in England. He writes as follows. Dear Wovon editor. Dear Wovon editor. Is that better?
Any way you want to say it, it's all right.
Well, he says, I got a wheel problem, and I think it's all on account of the fact I used to work in a pawn shop. I can't hold a girl more than 30 days. What shall I do? Signed, Anxious.
What's your advice?
Dear Anxious, I know exactly how you feel. When I was a young man, I couldn't hold on to a girl either. Then I met Wolsey Wubbs. We got married, and I wish I was a young man again.
What's the matter with Rosie Love?
Nothing. The mother.
Well, don't you like her mother?
I worship the ground she crawled out of. Oh, she's such a dear thing. But the other day, she got me in a lot of trouble.
What happened?
I was practicing some pool shots on our dining room table with the broom. I said, go away, I'm playing. And she kept after me. She kept saying, let me have the broom. So I let her have it.
What does she want the broom for?
I don't know. I think she was going to ride it home. Anyway, you know, Jack, how those arguments are. May I call you Jack?
Please do.
Thank you very much. Well, you know how those arguments are. One broom went to another, and the next thing you know, the dining room is a shambles.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, but the thing that surprised me was our neighbors. The way they acted, you'd think they never saw a patrol wagon before.
Distributing the type, we find a request from PFC Fanning Jr. at APO 937. It's Kay Kaiser's orchestra and My Darling.
My childhood, my close friend, my old, who are you?
Well, I'm Jack Carson. Who are you?
Well, me, I'm a lieutenant, captain, major, private Tad Sack.
I suppose another episode in your life is inevitable, so the quicker we get it over with, the better. Fanfare, please. When the Sad Sack was born, he was a baby. He liked it so well, he stayed that way for 2 years. The sack was a very bright infant. One day, his parents leaned over his crib. His father turned to his wife and said, look, dear, I think he's going to talk.
Who can talk? I'm only a baby.
During his school days, the sad sack was always a perfect little gentleman. One afternoon, he's escorting a girl classmate to her home, and they come to a puddle. Always the little cavalier, the sad sack says,
I'll lay my coat over the puddle, and you can walk across.
Oh, thank you. Here I go.
Guess I should have taken the coat off, huh?
Sack grows up into a mental giant. One day he reaches the top. The Sack is a guest star on Information, Please. Mr. Fadiman turns to our hero and says,
Mrs. Carter of Fort Worth, Texas, wants to know the exact wording of the Einstein theory.
Sad Sack knits his brow and answers promptly.
It starts off now let me if a guy sits on a hot stove for 2 minutes, it's no, no. If you take it, and then it's center the money.
Then the Sad Sack joins the army and buckles down to being a good soldier. He isn't a bit nervous when the sergeant comes into the barracks and says,
Sad Sack, if you can't name the general orders, to go on detail for the cavalry. Go ahead, what are the general orders?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, hand me a shovel.
The line of types click off another musical column for Corporal Paul J. Herzog at APO 696. It's Kay Kaiser's gang giving out with Besame Mucho.
Never knew this thrill before. You ever thought I'd be holding you close to me,
whispering it's you I adore, dearest one, if you should leave me. Each little dream would take wing and my life would be through. Besame mucho. Love me forever and make all my dreams come true.
Hello. Hello, Mr. Carson. Well, I'm at the service club now trying to entertain the men. I've sung for him, I've danced for him, and now I'm stuck. I don't know what to do next.
Well, could you play the piano?
What?
The piano.
Sorry, I'm not familiar with ivories when they come in a big group.
Well, man, that brings us down
to hold the presses. Hold the presses.
Okay, Ransom Sherman.
A very fine definition just arrived from North Africa.
A definition of what?
Definition of a desert. Desert. Miles and miles of swamp with all the juice squeezed out.
We're going to take a powder now, but I'll be back soon. In the meantime, remember what old Shellback says. Every time you waste something, Mac, you're wasting shipping space, which might be used to help end the war sooner. This is Jack Carson saying, so long. Forget, ma'am, if you want to ride for such stars as Jack, Kay Kaiser, Bing Crosby, Bob Hope, Colonna, Rochester, Lorraine Day, and Linda Darnell, all you have to do is write in any gag that you think will fit them, and believe me, we'll use it. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.